This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart, star reporter over at The Hook, online at readthehook.com. She joins me live on the program. Courtney, how are you? Are you enjoying this absolutely stunning day?
I am, and I will be more as soon as I can get outside.
Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful day. A couple of stories I wanted to talk to you about that you have reported on recently. And the first is regarding the latest on the nuclear power plant at Lake Anna. What did you learn?
Well, I think everybody or some people were wondering, what kind of risk is posed by this nuclear power plant that's run by Dominion in Louisa County, particularly with everything going on in Japan. So I talked to some people over at Dominion, talked to some activists who have been working against the plant for a decade, and I think the bottom line is that there are always going to be risks with nuclear power. Dominion, of course, says they have mitigated those risks and they are taking every precaution. Of course, we're not going to be subject to tsunamis here, and if we do get an earthquake, it's not likely to be an 8.9. So, I think thinking about these things and panicking are two different things.
Yeah, everybody's got nuclear on the brain. It's so funny because usually it's just in the background. We never really think about it. But it's, there's a tremendous nuclear power plant just 40 miles away from us. And they're expanding it, right?
Yeah. There's this third reactor. There's two reactors that have been there for, I don't have my notes in front of me, but maybe 30 years. They've been there functioning. The concern I think that some people have is that Lake Anna, which is a 9,600 acre body of water that was built specifically for this facility, is not a limitless supply of water like you have when you have a coastal reactor. So there's some concern that in a drought, the water level could go down, and you could end up with problems cooling and other things that can lead to problems.
So, is there any threat of terrorism? Or I imagine they would have that place pretty secured up.
Well, of course they're not gonna give the details of whatever security they have. I'm sure that they have considered things like that. As far as there's a dam that one woman mentioned that's holding the water level up, and so her fear was that if somebody were to attack the dam, that could be catastrophic, and she wondered if they had any real plan for how they'd get water in to cool these fuel cells that I guess are where the reaction's taking place, and if they overheat, that's when you get meltdowns and catastrophes.
Yeah, we're talking
I haven't heard of any serious terrorist threats there, but you never know when those are coming, so I guess it's good to be prepared.
And then there's also, I guess, as we learn in Japan, there's also the natural threats. We don't really get a lot of earthquakes here because where we are positioned, we're actually in the middle of a tectonic plate. We're nowhere near the edges of the plate, of the North American plate that we're on. We're on the edge of the continent, but we're in the middle of the plate that is sliding around the Earth. But there's also still we get hurricanes.
Yeah, and we do get earthquakes here. There are several fault lines that run through Virginia. I don't know the plates. I agree, we're not on a side-by-side plate rubbing together, but there are some fault lines, but they are unlikely, according to a geologist I spoke with, to cause any sort of earthquake bigger than, a 2 or a 3, maybe a 4 on the Richter scale. I think in 1897 there was one that was somewhere around 5. That's the biggest, and Dominion says that plant is built to withstand an earthquake that is stronger than the strongest one on record, which would be that 1897 quake.
Yeah. Courtney Stewart, her latest story is at readthehook.com. Courtney, there's also a story you did recently about controversy brewing about the Haven Homeless Day Shelter, which is downtown Charlottesville on Market Street. It used to be the church there. What's going on there?
Well, they have requested public funding from the city. They asked for $45,000 towards their operating expenses next year, and this request was covered, I think, by NBC, and then it prompted a critical email by the owner of the Main Street Arena, Mark Brown, who sent something sort of analyzing the data that the Haven had put out and saying that these are not good results. These are not impressive. We should not be pumping or funneling public funds into something that's not getting results. So then this email sparked a really impassioned response from Tom Shadyac, the film director who put $3 million of his own money into this day shelter. And so I wrote about that. And then actually today I updated my story with information from Kaki Dimmick, who is the executive director. And she was pretty critical of Mark Brown's statistical analysis. She said it was sort of biased and unfair the way he had done this. And so she had a different take on it and said that, in fact, they are getting a lot of success. And it's really important also not to only measure success in terms of jobs found or substance abuse treatment entered, but to think about sort of the holistic approach that they're taking.
Yeah. And I actually park right near there, as I know you do as well. And it strikes me that it seems like the police are there quite a bit. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, the police are there on a regular basis. I think the number that I saw was 140 times in the last 14 months. The thing that I don't know, and which I don't know that there is really a good way to get this figure, is how much do they respond prior to the Haven to various locations as a result of a transient or homeless population? You know, is 140 down from 1,000 responses the year before, or, you know, from a few hundred? Is it easier actually for the police just to respond to one place? So I don't know. I don't know how to look at that number or how to think about that.
Yeah. And I guess so the city is, what's the status on the request for money?
I think it's going to be considered, and it's pretty common for nonprofits or public agencies to get public funding. Kaki Dimmick said that it's sort of standard for one-third of the operating budget for many of these organizations to come from local public funding, and then one-third to come from private donations, and then another third to maybe come from private foundations or something, you know, where they get their funding that way. So she's aiming to get about $100,000 in public funding eventually, not this year. But she says $45,000 from Charlottesville is fair because 45% of the Haven population comes from the city itself.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart, readthehook.com. That's where the story is. So what I'm just curious, before I let you go, what did it do with all this money?
The $45,000?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going after $100,000, is this for like staff that works there, or is it?
Well, they have a total operating budget of just under $400,000 a year, and that's overhead and whatever services they're providing, and transportation, the food that they feed breakfast every morning, utilities for running the space. You know, I don't have a list of everything that they spend it on, but that is their budget, and so this $100,000 is based on it being roughly a third, a little under a third of that number.
Yeah. People spend the night there?
No, it's a day shelter. I think they start with breakfast, and then they have computers, and they have showers. They have places for people to keep their belongings. They have laundry facilities. They have volunteers that are in helping people. They have on the upper floors. It's a multi-floor facility, so they have a health clinic. They have a therapist there. They have some substance abuse meetings, I think AA meetings and NA meetings. They also, I guess, have just started training a group of volunteers from the Rotary Club that are going to do some sort of career assistance with people. So, you know, it's I think Mark Brown feels like there's not enough going on, and I don't think he's alone. I think there are a lot of people who are frustrated, and then there's a whole other side of, you know, people who feel like we should be doing more.
Yeah, and that is the community debate that continues.
Yeah, it's heated. You know, people feel really strongly.
But
and
I will
don't think
say
anybody feels that we shouldn't be helping. It's how you help. You know, the debate isn't, do we want to help those that are less fortunate? The debate is, what's the best way to do it, and where should the money come from, and should it be public funds or should it be private donations, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I will say, public or private, for a town our size, we do a heck of a lot.
We do. Yeah, and some people would say we do too much, and there's a fear that we're actually attracting more needy people because of all these services. And Kaki has addressed that and said, you know, she really doesn't think that's the case. I mean, there are people coming in from sort of immediately outlying counties, but they're going to be asking those counties for assistance as well.
Yeah. Courtney Stewart at readthehook.com. You can check out her latest stories there. Courtney, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you, Coy.
Absolutely. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.